gloire dérisoire. Dans sa gloire dérisoire, moi je rappelle ma vie.
This week on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, Esquerida, born Esquerida, the Chitlin' Circuit rocker without whom Little Richard would likely never have blossomed. I'm Peter Monahan. That's Esquerida. Esquerida. He and Little Richard were friends and competing performers as they came up together on the black, queer, proto-rock and roll scene at vaudeville tent shows, roadhouses and sweaty nightclubs. They appeared in drag shows throughout the American South and up into the Midwest, Little Richard as Princess Lavon. They sported similar towering pompadour hairstyles as they sang similar soul and gospel-drenched songs that their audiences knew and accepted as frank celebrations, not just of rockin', but often of gay sexuality. In fact, of gay sexuality as rockin'. Both made recordings that helped to usher in rock and roll before white imitators cashed in. Little Richard repeatedly renounced the rockin' lifestyle and turned to the evangelical ministry, before embracing the nightclub life again. Esquerida very much did not renounce anything. His role in that of black queerness, while now increasingly noted by music historians, remain, it's fair to say, little noticed by fans nostalgic for bleached rockin' around the clock stripped of context. Here's Esquerida's Oh Baby from 1958. The story goes, Little Richard told it himself, that Little Richard, while he was still Richard Pennyman, when he wasn't Princess Lavon, frequented an all-night restaurant at the bus station in Macon, Georgia, to watch people come in and perhaps to take one of them home. That's how he met Esquerida, 6'2" and a striking figure with a permanent wry sneer as he moved around the Chitlin' circuit of African-American performance venues, touring minstrel and vaudeville tent shows as well as loud bars and clubs that accommodated the gay black underground of the American South. Rita, although then only 15, was well-heeled on the Chitlin' circuit and travelling with a lady preacher, Sister Rosa, whose rackets included selling store-bought bread as blessed. At that time, Pennyman wasn't doing much in terms of popularity, and certainly not notoriety. But the night he picked up Eskew Reader, that changed. He later said that by adopting some of his young friend's style, that night, I really started playing.
They were rocking in a joint and everybody was rocking with me.
That was Escarita's Rockin' the Joint, again recorded in 1958. If Little Richard said he borrowed freely from Escarita, well, he could hardly have said otherwise. He later testified that the night he met Escarita at the bus station and they went back to Pennyman's apartment, the young man began to teach him the piano, and he adopted Rita's style of playing blues licks in a high register with the right hand and pounding rhythms with the left. Pennyman later said Escarita was one of the greatest pianists, and that's including Jerry Lee Lewis, Stevie Wonder, and anybody I've ever known. He really taught me a lot. Escarita also demonstrated his obbligato singing style to Little Richard, his way of using his voice as a sort of accompanying instrument, which Little Richard made his own. But Rita was slower than his new friend to get into the recording studio, and became anxious that he would seem to be copying Little Richard, not vice versa. Musicians who knew both had no doubt who'd come first.
as you can.
This week on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, Esker Rida, born Eskew Rida, the Chitlin Circuit rocker without whom Little Richard would likely never have blossomed. Eskew Rida, born in 1938, grew up in Greenville, South Carolina, a small city out of a William Faulkner novel. White fundamentalists deplored music and preached that segregation was scriptural. In the town's so-called greasy corner, across the street from a young Jesse Jackson, little Eskew Rida learned piano and opera from neighbors, two sisters and their mother. Black citizens sought solidarity in the black churches with dramatic and ecstatic singing and dancing. For Eskew Rida, that meant the Black Tabernacle Baptist Church, where his mother directed the choir. But he also performed for money in black vaudeville shows. He was steeped in the overlapping sacred and profane. He got a steady gig with this woman, gospel shouter Sister O.M. Terrell.
If you haven't salvation within, you may not have as long as in a rope. Long as you live, God knows there's hope. Long as you live, there's hope. You may not have as long as in a rope. I love you. Thank God for the life you live, my Lord. Long as you live, God knows that's all.
Eskew Rida also performed with charismatic gospel shouter Brother Joe May, a proto-rock and roller singing religious lyrics.
Soon as my feet touch Zion, I'm gonna lay down my heavy burden. Put on another robe in glory. I'm gonna shout, sing, and tell my story. I come over hills and mountains, pulling up to the Christian fountain. Yeah. All of God's sons and daughters, we gon' drink that old healing water. I wanna live. Yes, I wanna live. Yeah, I wanna live. Love and glory. After a while, soon as I can see Jesus, the man that made me free, the man that because he brought me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna thank him.
Awesome.
Because he taught me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna thank him. Yeah. Because he kept me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad
yeah.
he never left me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna thank him for the Holy Bible.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna thank him for good old revivals.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank him for all heavenly vision.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I got religion.
Yeah.
I can sing.
S.G. Reader and then Little Richard both cited another performer for inspiring their queer style, jump blues singer Billy Wright, who had started out as a female impersonator and had 4 top 10 R&B hits around 1950.
You love the best. Wind up. Oh, wind it up. I said wind it up. And wind it up. Well, shake it to the east. Shake it to the west. Shake it to the one that you love the best. Put your hands on the hip. And let your backbone slip. Put your hands on your hip and just let your backbone slip. Shake it to the east, shake it to the west, shake it to the one that you love the best. Wind up time, wind it up. Oh, wind it up. Come on, honey, wind it up. Shake it to the east, shake it to the west, shake it to the one that you love the best.
Wind up, baby. Wind up, baby.
Wind it up. Wind it up. Take your wind it, wind it, honey. Wind it. Wind it. Wind it up.
Rita spent a few years on the circuit with the Heavenly Echoes gospel group out of Brooklyn, New York. He was on their Didn't It Rain in 1953.
There was no land or fair in sight. God sent a rain to bring the news. Hushed his wing and a wave flew. Listen to the rain,
to the north,
to the rain,
to the south, high and rain,
to the rain,
all day,
to the rain,
high rain,
to the rain,
all night,
to the rain. Rain or rain, go away, come again another day.
You know it rain, I know it rain, 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 rain.
Well, it didn't it rain, rain, rain,
rain,
rain, oh my Lord.
Well, it didn't it,
yeah,
didn't it,
no, didn't
it,
oh my Lord, didn't it rain. Rain 40 days, 40 nights, stop, rain, stop it. No, I got worried when the water kept stopping. God sent rain, rain, bring the rain. Heat. High school wing on the way through.
To the east, to the north, to the south.
To the rain,
high rain,
to the rain,
all day.
To the rain,
high rain,
to the rain,
all night.
To the rain, 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 go away, come again another day.
You know it rain, I know it rain. Rain, rain, rain.
Well, it didn't it rain, rain, rain.
Sound didn't it rain, Lord. Well, it didn't it,
I didn't it.
Three years into Rita's association with Richard Pennyman, by then Little Richard, Pennyman recorded Tutti Frutti. That was a repurposed song from the Chitlin circuit, specifically from the queer black underground. His version of it there had been explicitly about, well, the pleasures of male booty. Even Little Richard's vocalizations, critic Ann Powers has noted, enacted sexual excitement itself. And even the cleaned-up recorded version, where Good Booty became the muffled or Rudy, was saturated with the stylings that Little Richard and Escarita had worked out together. Of the two, only the business-savvy Little Richard thought to declare himself King of the Blues and the Queen, too, and the architect of rock and roll.
She rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Wop, bop, loom, bop, lump, bump, bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Wop, wop, loom, wop. Oh!
knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, wop, bop, loom, bop, lop, bamboo.
The Chitlin' Circuit provided a space for queer blackness, but white artists found a way to mine it. Case in point, Pat Boone's successful cover of Tootie Fruity. Cultural theorist Ben Saunders calls it the Christian crooner's clinical and clueless take on Little Richard's swingingly queer hymn. That year, 1955, Little Richard also released the chart-topping Long Tall Sally, another coded song. Saw Uncle John with bald-headed Sally. He saw Aunt Mary coming, and he jumped back in the alley. To drag show audiences, bald-headedness was preparation for drag show wigs. Long Tall Sally was a man. Unknown to Aunt Mary, Uncle John was working both sides of the alley.
Have me some fun tonight, yeah. Well, Long Tall Sally, she feels sweet, she got everything that Uncle John need. Oh, baby, yes, baby, woo, baby. Have me some fun tonight, yeah. Well, I saw Uncle John with bald-headed Sally. He saw Aunt Mary coming and he jumped back in the alley. Oh,
by about that time, Rita in sequins, rhinestones, capes, heavy makeup, sunglasses, and two wigs piled high, had returned to Greenville, South Carolina, to take up a residency at a roadhouse back in the Greasy Corner section of town. In an Oxford American appreciation, Baynard Woods described the singer as majestic in white pants and black jacket with long tails, pounding the piano, hollering into the microphone. His pompadour swept forward in a baroque tidal wave that towers above his head, and his face, covered in thick white pancake makeup, almost as if he was mocking minstrel show blackface. In 1957, to celebrate inheriting all the costumes Little Richard left behind when he quit Gene Vincent's Blue Caps, S.U. Rita adopted a gender-bending variant of his name, Escarita. That was, by the way, also a pun on Excreta. He was churning out singles, including the outlandish experimental 1958 Capitol Records release Escarita and the Vula, with its operatic vocalizations. Escarita and the Vula. The Vula was just the that Escarita worshipped. Musicologist Charlie Gillett said Escarita conjured a chaotic symphony. The violence that was normally only a promise or threat in rock and roll was realized in Escarita's sound. Ben Saunders notes the strange mixture of pseudo-classical piano riffing set to a booming floor tom rhythm, over which Escarita warbles like a pop opera Valkyrie in a vinyl slice of queer black cabaret. This week on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, Escarita, the Chitlin' Circuit rocker without whom Little Richard would likely never have blossomed. I'm Peter Monahan. In 1959, Escarita's self-titled album appeared on Capitol Records. Recorded in Nashville, two of its songs featured Elvis Presley's vocal backing group, the Jordanaires, who were in town to attend Elvis's mother's funeral. Capitol labelled Escarita's style as truly the farthest out man has ever gone, but didn't promote him, and soon he was wandering between Dallas, New Orleans, and back to Greenville, South Carolina. His legend became episodic and veiled. Musicians he recorded with included Jimi Hendrix, both played on the remake album of Little Richard's Greatest Hits for VJ Records. In 1963, he recorded a session for Berry Gordy's fledgling Motown Records, but those recordings were never released. A band he formed in 1968 featured Dr. John on organ. In 1969, Escarita wrote Dewdrop In for Little Richard's comeback with Reprise Records, The Real Thing. Here's Escarita's version.
Meet your fine gal, buddies and your pal, down in New Orleans, on the street they call a foul, down at the Dewdrop Inn. You meet all your fine friends. Oh, baby, at Dewdrop Inn. Baby, at the Dewdrop Inn. Hey, mama, my mama. Someone's watching Sloopy, doing the skate with Lou. Them boats are working while they're doing a boogaloo. And the Dewdrop Inn, you meet all your fine friends. Oh, baby, Dewdrop Inn, baby, at the Dewdrop Inn. Hey, Lana, my mama, I said, let
dress were clean, skirts were shaking on the floor, doing the shingle at the two-drum beat.
In 1973, Escarita formed a new group that included Charles Neville, the saxophone-playing Neville brother. They had a steady gig in Brooklyn, but for Escarita, much of the steady was downhill. In the 1980s, he spent time in jail, including in Puerto Rico, where he lost an eye in a fight.
Hey now, cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Hey now, cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Hey now, cinnamon, tell me where you're gonna run to now, Lord, on that day. Cinnamon, where you gonna run to now? Hey now, cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Hey now, cinnamon, tell me where you gonna run to, Lord, Lord, on that day. Run to the mountain and the mountain gonna be falling. You can run to the mountain, run to the mountain, gonna be falling. Run to the mountain, Lord, it's gonna be falling. Lord, on that day. Went to the rock, said, what's the matter with you, Doc? Don't you know that I, Lord, need you rock. Lord, on that day. Play by cinnamon, where you gonna run to, Lord? Hey, cinnamon, tell me where you gonna run to, Lord, on that day. Went to the Lord, he said, go to the devil. I went running, running to the Lord, he told me to go, go to the devil. Went to the Lord, he told me to go to the devil, Lord, Lord, on that day. Went to the devil, and the devil, he was waiting. I went running to the devil, running to the devil, and the devil, he was run to the devil and the devil he was waiting, Lord, Lord, on that day. I cried power, power, Lord, sit down, 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 power, Lord. Sit down, power, Lord. Down, power, Lord. Heaven, Lord, come on, me, Lord. They're much sweeter, Lord. When you stop singing, Lord, big bells ringing, Lord, big bells ringing, Lord, big bells ringing, Lord. Tell the story, Lord, of His glory, Lord. It will warn me, Lord. It will turn me, Lord. Sinners turning, Lord. Converts yearning, Lord. Christians learning, Lord. Fire burning, Lord. Sons and daughters, Lord. Bread and water, Lord.
standing up shouting, Lord, nobody doubting, Lord, candidates marching, Lord, candidates marching, Lord, candidates, up, two, three, four, up, two, three, four, up, two, three, four, up, they'll be watching, Lord, they'll be watching, Lord, they'll be watching, Lord, they'll be watching, Lord, I say now, Cinnamon, tell me where you gonna run to now. Cinnamon, tell me where you gonna run to. Cinnamon, where you gonna run to, Lord? On that day, I cried power, power, Lord. Sit down, woo! Power, Lord. Sit down, power, Lord. Woo! Sit down, power, Lord. She sit down.
Friends and acquaintances reported being with Escarita when, for example, he argued over lunch with the over-the-top preacher Al Sharpton about who knew James Brown better, and got into a fistfight in Manhattan with Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
I'll put a spell on you, because
Escarita, down on his luck, worked as a flamboyantly dressed parking lot attendant and was also seen washing car windows for tips in Brooklyn. Little was left of what Little Richard recalled of Escarita.
I was taught how to play piano by Escarita and a fellow by the name of James.
So the influence of Escarita on Little Richard, or vice versa, is really there. It's
yeah, the piano.
Tell me about him.
Strange.
Because a lot of people compare you
to him. Strange, Roger. He was inspired by me to be in show business, but I was inspired by him because when I first met him, I met him at the bus station. One night I couldn't sleep in my hometown. I would sit there all night and watch people get off the bus. You know, you understand. And everybody's gonna, and he got off. I said, oh boy.
We have a picture here. Let's hold that up to the mic so our listeners can see it.
And you look at this picture and you say, that's happening now. The high top pompadour.
He really got his hair. The book made a mistake there. He really got his hairstyle from me. And Doc, you know, that was a mistake. He got his hairstyle from me. But he taught me how to play piano. He was playing One Mint Julep by the Clovers.
Right.
And it was boom, boom, boom. And I just love it. I said, oh boy, if I could just do that, not knowing that one day I'll be doing it, you know. So I picked it up.
In 1986, the year Little Richard was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Escarita died from complications of AIDS. By that time, his monikers included the Magnificent Malachi and, as a drag queen, Fabulash. Most often he was Escarita, but that wasn't even marked on his pauper's grave on an island off Manhattan.
Thank you. once I lived the life of a millionaire. Spending my money, Lord, I didn't care, I didn't care. Carrying my friends out for a mighty good time. Drinking bootleg liquor, all of that champagne and wine, Lord. Oh, then I began to fall so low. No money in my pocket, didn't have no place to go. But if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on until all the eagles grin. Lord, Lord, don't nobody know ya. Oh, they don't need you when you're down and out. In your pocket you don't have one penny. And all of my friends, you know that I don't have any. Lord, oh, but let you get up on your feet again. Here they all come, they talking about me, your long-lost friend. Very strange, without a doubt. Can't nobody use you when you're down and out. Bang. When you're down and out, low boy. To get up on your feet again. Here they all come, say they your long gone friend. It's very strange, without a doubt. Nobody wants you. Nobody needs you. Don't nobody want you.
2012 saw the belated release of Cinnamon, The Lost Session, with drummer Idris Mohammed, before Mohammed moved from soul to jazz.
Leave me alone. Read the sign that's hanging on my door. Just leave me alone. With love, I can't take it no more. I lost my little gal. Oh, once upon a time, she walked up with my pals. Nothing matters all around. Who needs this mixed up world where everyone is out to get you? No one's satisfied until they sit down. Yeah, I keep telling you to just leave me alone. I got my places on Heartbreak Avenue. Just leave me alone. Don't ever want to find somebody. No, 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 no. Oh, uh-huh. leave me alone. Read the sign that's hanging on my door. Just leave me alone. I'm through with love, I can't take it, I don't want it no more. Read the sign up on my door, say leave me alone. Yeah, yeah, read the sign up on my door, leave me alone. Come on, read the sign up on my door, leave me alone. Yeah, yeah, read the sign up on my door, leave me alone. Oh, come on, read the sign hanging, read the sign hanging, say leave me alone. Oh, read the sign up on my door, say you better leave me, say you better leave me, say you better leave me, say you better, say you better, say you better, say you better, say you better.
Like slow, fast, or what?
How about that?
Brunch. Oh, raunchy. Oh, that's so old for me.
You can keep your sweet talk, save your jive. Keep all of your promises, I don't need your lies. You ain't hitting no nothing unless you got some on me. Promise me a diamond for my birthday. I ain't seen hide nor hair since you exited that day. Yes, all I get is talk, talk, talk. Keep up your better than your walk. And that's why you ain't hitting no nothing unless you got some for me. Yeah. For my birthday, I ain't seen hide nor hair since you exited that day. All I got was talk, talk, talk. Pick up your bag and then your walk. Man, hit the road, Jack. Hit the road, Jack.
This week we've listened to the music of Esquerita and his largely overlooked rock and roll origin story on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. I'm Peter Monahan. The Art Sound Recorded Music Society is heard Saturdays noon to one and repeated Wednesdays 4 to 5 here on Art Sound FM.
Art Sound FM, your music and arts companion.
Do you have a decent voice for radio? Art Sound often needs new presenters. Do you have good knowledge of any of the areas of Art Sound broadcasting, in music in general, or in Canberra region arts activities in particular? If you'd like to find out about how to join our broadcast team, please get in touch at help@artsound.fm.